Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining the Good Alchemist Huxley Show. All readings are for entertainment purposes only. Please, no questions on pregnancy, legal or health matters. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and ring the bell to follow Miss Huff. Now, here is your sassy, southern, and psychic host, Miss Holly.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. I'm so glad that everybody is here this evening, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our readings. As usual, we are taking readings online and on the phone. So if you are tuned in to YouTube, Facebook, the Good Golly Miss the Holly Harden page, and also I have Twitch for the first time tonight. So that will be a great thing to do. So you can post something in the chat. It should come into my software program, and we'll be able to chat with you that way as well. If you want to talk with me on Blog Talk Radio, the phone number is 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. And I want to welcome all of our Twitch followers this evening. This is the first time that we're using Twitch as well. So let's go ahead and get started. We have our first caller right here. You're on the air with Good Golly Holly. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm calling from Michigan. How are you?
I'm doing good, Sharon. How are you doing, sweet pea?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Yes, I'm calling for messages from my angels or spirit guides regarding your topic that's on Blog Talk Radio. It's finding your purpose and learning how to use your angels to help. And I was wondering, you know, what is my purpose? Or what is, I'm trying to really tap into my creative side. That way I can learn how to do stuff, make money or whatever. So any messages or work, calls, anything?
Of course.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to tell you what I see, and then we will discuss it. Okay. So
okay,
what I'm
yes.
seeing is you using your creativity to help to heal people, because you can put healing energy into the things that you create. Does that sound familiar or not familiar to you at all? Or
no, it does.
Okay.
But when you say put my healings into stuff like as far as what?
They're showing, are you an artist of some kind?
No, I'm not.
Yes,
as far
you
as...
are. Why are you laughing? Oh, you're laughing. Tell me why you're laughing.
I'm not going to say, yes, you are. No, I wish I was an artist.
You need to allow, they're telling me that you need to work with paints, okay? Watercolors are good to start off with. And what they're telling you need to do is you need to pray before you start. Close your eyes, and they will show you what you need to paint, and you just need to trust them that your hand, that they will guide your hand in what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay. So I know it sounds really weird. But
no, it doesn't.
It's totally the truth here. So that's why I want you to really, really focus on that. Because if you do that, you will be able to help people, and people will pay for your paintings.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking for different career, you know. I work two jobs and they both, I'm just really getting tired of working just overall.
Yeah.
You know, my birthday on the 30th of this month, and I'm just ready for a start. You know, a new start, I'll be 27. I'm just ready to start. I've been at my job for 4 years, and it's just time to go. I feel so unappreciated now at this point. And my other job, I'm tired of that one too.
I completely understand. I completely understand. But what I am seeing is that once you learn to trust the spiritual gift that you have, okay, you will be able to move on to other things creatively and make products and things that you will be able to sell. And I also see you getting into some type of ministry.
Ministry?
Ministry. Mm-hmm. Ministry.
Something like that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, my question, how does my angels, like how they communicate with you, how do they communicate with me so I can start paying more attention? Is it through dreams, people conversations, a license plate, music,
writing?
Go ahead.
They will talk with you. I'm thinking with you, I'm seeing that you're a more visual person. So with the visual stuff, ask them to show you things. Then close your eyes and see what you see.
Visual. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
They're not very – angels will contact us in ways that we understand. If we start asking for signs, they will start giving them to us. But they're not disguised in the smallest acorn on a tree or in the clouds somewhere. They're not that secretive. I know people think that they are, but they really aren't. Okay? So they will answer us if we take the time to sit and listen.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, being silent. Okay.
Yeah. So... just so you know, you have the gift to hear them.
No,
okay?
I didn't know that.
Yep, you do. You totally have the gift to hear them and to see what they're trying to tell you. The only difference between you and I, or you and me, is that I'm just more practiced at listening to them than you are. That's the only difference.
Yeah, because I really don't know how to even listen, you know. I barely even know the small little voice when something tells you don't do it and you do it anyway. I barely even pay attention to it. So,
you know it's there. You just don't pay attention. And don't feel bad, sweet pea. I don't pay attention either. Okay. So it's a common thing. All right. We want, you know, sometimes, you know, with me, it's the chocolate chip cookie. You know, don't get the chocolate chip cookie, Miss Holly, but I want the chocolate chip cookie, you know. And so, I mean, you justify it, you know, and that can go on for anything in your life. You definitely, if you start working on this, you're going to gain a testimony of working with angels and doing this type of work. And that is going to give you the opportunity to speak about it, to teach others how to do it. And that will be a ministry. And you'll be able to support yourself with that eventually.
Hopefully, because I always kind of been into the spiritual side, you know, try to connect with my loved ones or angels or spirit guides or spirit masters or whatever, you know, you want to call them. But I have a lot of dreams, but I just don't remember them. I try to have a dream journal, but that doesn't help.
Well, if you have a lot of dreams and don't remember them.
I do.
Tomorrow night on My Psychic Connection with Journey Ryan.
Yes.
I am on that show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And tomorrow night, we have our dream interpreter, Marin, on. She's a good friend of mine. And she can tell you what you need to do to start remembering them. And talk about lucid dreaming and things like that. So that is that would be a very good show for you to tune into. It's going to be at 10 o'clock.
Yes, it will.
So if you're up that late, tune into that show. And we are also looking into putting in together classes. And you can follow us. You can follow me on Facebook at Good Goddess Holly. Or on YouTube. YouTube's probably better. It's easier for me to send notices out through YouTube.
Yeah, that'd be better for a little class. That'd probably be a little helpful for me. I said doing a class, that's probably be helpful doing one-on-one with someone to help me, you know.
Yeah.
Take me through a meditation to help me see and all.
Absolutely.
That, yeah.
Absolutely. And we're in the process of getting that curriculum together. And I've been teaching for years. Marin has been teaching for years. And so has Journey Ryan. So we're going to put together classes and all sorts of stuff. So look for that in the middle of December. It'll be a good time to do that, you know, with Christmas holidays coming and that type of thing, when you have a little downtime. See if you can't tune into that show tomorrow night. And Marin will be there, and she will be a great one for you to talk to. Because you have some very interesting dreams.
Yeah, I do. Well, some of them, yeah, I do. I know I do, and I just can't remember. Sometimes I have more than one dream at one time.
Yeah.
You know, during the past, I used to be able to remember some, and it'd be so vivid. Like, this would be like a deja vu experience sometimes. So.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I don't want to hold up, you know, your phone lines. You're just so helpful. So to sum everything up, you said just start off getting painting and see where it goes from there. Basically, close my eyes and the angels just show me.
Yes.
Start with
and
watercolor.
Don't worry about it being perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's about being healing.
Yes, I like that.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweet pea.
Have
Thanks
a great
for calling
night.
In. You too.
You're
bye
welcome.
Bye. God bless.
Bye bye. Bye bye. You too.
Oh, she's in for an exciting time. I can hardly wait to see the angels move through her. That's going to be so exciting. So again, if you want to get a reading with me, the phone number is 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. You can also watch us through YouTube on the Good Golly Miss Holly channel and Facebook on Miss, Holly Harden. That channel will be on for us as well. So let's go ahead and get our next caller on the line. Hi, you're on the air with it, Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Miss Holly. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lisa. Thank you.
Hi, Lisa. What can I do for you, my love?
Okay. I'm getting ready to put my own house that I live in on the market. And I share it with a longtime person, significant other, but I'm the only one that owns it.
Mm-hmm.
I own it. Do you see any legal problems from his end on this, where he's going to try to prevent me or, you know, try to come up with something or?
Yes. I don't see it being successful because I don't know what state, you may have told me what state you're in, but it, the thing about it is that you have paid all the taxes and everything for years. And so he's not on anything. So
no, he's not on anything at all.
Yeah. So that is, that's the main thing with him. He is going to try and do something about it, but he's not going to be able to, and it's going to be very short-lived.
Yay! Thank you, God. God.
Okay. It's going to be very
I just want to get on the road. I want to get on the road and get the hail out of here.
I completely, completely understand. Let me just tell you that you need to vacuum your house really well before you have a showing. Okay?
Yeah.
To get rid of the negative energy. And are you familiar with the St. Joseph's statue thing?
Yes. A lot of people have been talking about that. And I've been hearing about it over the years off and on. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you do is you get a little statue. You can buy them on Amazon or any Catholic bookstore. And you put St. Joseph's in the ground in the front of the house, upside down, facing the street. And that helps sell your house.
All right on.
Okay. And the other thing is that you're going to want to do is when people are coming to look at the house, either have some vanilla diffusing or some type of citrus oil diffusing in the house, because that makes you feel relaxed and at home.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But yeah, don't worry about it. They're going to try and do something, but it's not going to be. They're going to be told pretty quick that there's nothing that they can do.
When you say they, are you seeing more than just him?
No, I'm seeing him and his angels.
Oh.
So that's what I refer to as they.
Well, because he does have a church community he's been talking to, but they're Johnny Come Lately, and you know there are three sides to every story, and so they're giving advice and stuff like that to him. And
yes, but they don't believe him, so I really don't think that I would worry about it a whole lot.
Okay, good. Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
That's about it. I just want to be out of here.
I completely understand. Get that St. Joseph statue and you will be in good shape.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good evening. God bless.
Thank you, too. Thank you. God bless. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I hope everything goes well with her new adventures, and I can completely understand wanting to get on the road. A lot of us want to get on the road, because we've been cooped up for so long, and we just want some change in our life. So that makes complete and total sense. Hello, Lou Jean. How are you this evening? It's so good to see you. And I'm actually seeing you on chat, which is a wonderful thing, because I have been having so many problems with the chat not working, but now I can see Lou Jean on chat, so I'm very happy about that. Again, if you would like to have a reading or give us a talk, have a question about anything, please give us a call at 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. I know that if Journey Ryan is listening right now, he's going to be yelling at me because I always tease him about saying the telephone number wrong on the My Psychic Connection show that I'm on with him a couple nights a week. But anyway, so please, if you do have any comments that you want to make, Ashley, oh my gosh, Ashley, hi baby, how are you? It's so good to see you. Oh my goodness, I have one of my friends on Facebook. Her name is Ashley Chapone. She's a wonderful, wonderful actress. So beautiful and such a sweetheart. And thank you for coming on my show. Do you want a reading, Ashley? Just let me know and I will be happy to do a reading for you, okay? Just let me know. I'm going to go ahead and do the next caller, but I'm not ignoring you, Ashley. So please give me a put something in the chat and I will get to you as soon as I can. Okay, sugar. All righty. Our next call. Hey, this is Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Ms. Holly. So I'm so excited to talk with you.
Oh, good. What happened?
I want to ask you just two parts.
Sure.
I did what you told me, and thank you for helping.
You're welcome.
So there's now a thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt. There's now a big mirror that it's on their section. The lady, the woman who starts with a P. It's a big mirror. I will say about almost 4 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Tall. And it's outside, and it's facing my direction of where I live.
Okay.
Is everything okay there? I mean, I am not looking over there. I have blocked him, and I have blocked, but I put another mirror. I put a little small mirror facing that direction. I don't know if that's right or wrong.
No, that's fine, sweet pea. You're fine. That's good. That's good. You're safe. You're good.
I am?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh, and then I have another thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, but I think I might be having a new friend that I'm looking. I'm not, you know, it just spontaneously happened.
Uh-huh.
Not that I'm desperate. Cause I'm not. I'm not, but I do. Is what I'm thinking, is that true, that I possibly will have a new friend coming in?
You're going to have a new friend coming in, but it needs to stay a friendship and not a romance.
Okay.
Which
one?
The one that you were just talking about. That needs to be a
new friendship.
Yeah, that's going to be a new friendship, but it's not a romance, so don't make it one.
Yeah, not thinking. I'm kind of shy. I'm not thinking, but I tune in and I feel the energy. I feel like. I feel like he seems like a nice person, and maybe in months, but I'm not rushing anything. I don't know. I'm just not rushing anything.
No. So just keep it as a friendship, okay? Keep it as a friendship.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing. One of the other gentlemen that I knew I don't want to talk about them, so I switched my mind. Well, anyway, I wanna the job that I have right now, I am okay to stay there, because the higher up questions, and she made me feel like if I'm not doing my job, do I ignore it, or it's just her personality, or she was.
No, she wants you to improve a little bit. She's not threatening you or anything, but she knows that you can do better. So she's wanting you to do a little better. Okay?
Okay. So do I still stay there? I mean,
yes, you need to stay there for the
like
time
it.
Being. Yeah, you need to stay there for the time
okay.
being. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Holly.
You're welcome, sweet pea. Have
thank
a good
you.
Evening. I'll talk with you later. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, thank you. That's
bye,
nice.
Baby.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Always so nice to hear from my regulars. Miss Ashley, are you still there? Do you want me to pull a card for you or anything? Or are you just watching this evening? Put a comment down below so I can see what you're wanting to do. Okay. So, all righty. So let me see who's next on our list. Okay. You're on the air with Good God Bless Holly. How may I help you?
Hi, Holly. It's Sharon. How are you?
Hey, Sharon. How are you? I'm great.
I'm wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I know I'm one of your regulars. Excuse me if I sneeze.
That's all right, sweetie. Everybody's been sneezing. This weather's crazy.
Oh, man. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know that I talked about I had a meeting with the boss today.
Yeah, how did it go?
You know about the... Yep, yeah. Now. Unbelievable. She was so nice to me. I swear to God, I have PTSD. I always expect the worst. I've got to stop that. But anyhow, down to the bottom line, do you know the girl that causes trouble with me, or she's, you know, the trouble maker?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She told the big boss that I do a great job. Can you believe it?
I believe I told you that's exactly what was going to happen, so now I get to say I told you so.
She told, I know. Now, my question is, I just never thought she would. She's so conniving, but yet she did it in the final hour. Does that make sense? Now,
yeah.
The big boss says, we want to hire you permanently, but she's got to get approved from the big boss. They have to go through strings and stuff like that. She said in January, she said to me, I know we're going to have a lot more work for you to do. I'm still working on trying to get you permanent. Do you see me getting offered a permanent job there?
Of course.
What month?
Yes.
I know timing is so hard tonight. God, when do you pick that up? I want the benefits. You understand? That's what I. That is most. So
oh no, believe me, I'm 56. I completely understand benefits. Okay, I get it. I'm saying showing that it'll be by February. You'll be in that position.
So they're gonna offer me a permanent position there. And you really see that, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Jamie could be so nasty, and yet at the end she said I do a great job. What is her angle? She's happy with, obviously she's happy with my work.
We've discussed this before. She's in survival mode, sweetie.
Okay, I know.
Okay.
I did a good job. Not survival,
yeah.
No. We didn't, but go on. I'm sorry. What are you going to say?
She's just got a lot going on in her personal life. And she's got a lot of fires to put out at work. You are not one of the people that she has to, you know, babysit. Okay?
I know.
So, and she really appreciates that. A lot.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So that's, you know, we talked about you maybe even getting a promotion and, you know, doing more work and doing some other things. And, you know, that's all going to come to fruition next year.
Okay.
So now I'm super glad that you had a good meeting and just keep on track. You're a lot like
patient.
Me. Okay.
Patient.
Well, I don't trust anybody as far as I can throw them most of the time.
I know. I'm like a dog. I just sniff them out first. I know.
Yes. Yeah. And for us, we are always looking for the other shoe to drop. Okay.
I know.
And we are always looking for some underlying reason for things, which makes it very interesting, especially since what I do for a living. So,
okay.
So, but sometimes people do not have complicated agendas. Sometimes.
You're right.
They are just in survival mode. And we don't understand just survival mode because we don't operate that way.
It's a good point.
You know, even if we are in survival mode is going to look like velvet curtains and beautiful furniture. And, you know, it's going to be painted amazingly. Okay. It may fall apart at the seams, but it's going to look great. Because this is how we do things. Okay. We are constantly, you know, trying to move forward and constantly trying to improve ourselves and that type of thing. So we always.
I know, I do. I know.
Yeah. Have some type of agenda. I have learned that a lot of the world does not work that way. So,
good point, Holly. You know what? That is very, very smart. You're right. I'm always looking like, why are you doing this? And you're right. I told you I'm like a dog. I know. That's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, I completely understand it because it has taken me years, Sharon, years to not look, you know, for the ulterior motive in everything that people do.
Everybody.
You know.
I know. Because everybody usually does. And I know. You're right.
Yeah. So just this is what it looks like. I know it's hard,
know.
You know, especially the way that the world has gone the last few years and things have been so crazy and stuff. It's very, very hard to trust the fact that this is exactly what it seems, but this is exactly what it seems. I would tell you if it wasn't.
It wasn't. That's it. Thank you. I know. You just answered the perfect way I described it. You're right. Can I ask you one more question?
You can sure ask me whatever you want.
Okay. I've never asked this. Now, my dad died this year, very, very sad, in January. Now, when my dad died, as a snap of the finger, my sister totally turned on me.
Yep.
She knew my dad and I got along, so I knew she was always being nice to me because of him. My sisters always were very different. She's very jealous of people, not just me. She's my younger sister. She always has to be on the top of everyone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But she can be her own. I don't care what she does, but she turned my nieces against me. Do you feel my nieces will ever talk to me again? I love them. And that hurts me. She knows how to get the people to hurt them. Because my sister's a bitch. Sorry. She's a taker. Does that make sense?
Yep.
She is.
Her way or the highway.
What's that?
Her way or the highway.
Yeah, she's a total. She took from my dad for so many years, you know, manipulating him. You were so bad. He supported them, and I. Who cares? He spoiled my nieces. I don't care about that. But will my nieces ever talk to me again?
They will. It's going to be a while, but they will.
Oh, it hurts so bad. Why do you believe her?
I know it does.
I cried so much in the beginning of the year. I'm telling you, I can own my faults and say what's wrong. My sister was so wrong in this. She is, why does she hate me so much? Is she happy?
No, sweetie, that's why she hates
her name's Ellen. She's what?
But no, of course she's not happy. There are two types of people in the world. Okay, I know this sounds really, really simplistic, but there really are two types of people in the world. There are people who lift people up, and there are people who pull people down. And the people who pull people down have to be, like you said, on top. Okay?
Yeah.
And these are the same type of people who talk about their seat at the table and, you know, I'm as good as this person or whatever. It has nothing to do with being as good as anyone else.
Oh, I know.
Okay. What it has to do with is being able to work with other people and help other people and have other people help you in a healthy symbiotic relationship. And people like your sister are very unhappy with themselves. They resent anything happening good for anybody.
Yeah.
Okay?
I know, go on.
No, it's okay.
Is her marriage in trouble?
No, it's not in trouble. There's some resignation there in the marriage, and that it's just the way that it is, and it's just that's the way it's going to stay.
Okay, I just wondered if that's really okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wondered.
Yeah, but she's unhappy with herself. Okay? She's not satisfied with herself. She's not satisfied with the hand that she was dealt. And
yep.
I really don't understand that because the hand that she was dealt, I mean, it's not the world's greatest hand, but it certainly is the world's worst.
I know. You're right.
Okay.
She uses people, though. She does.
She does, but she also uses people in a very negative way. She uses people, and she makes people feel bad about themselves, and she pushes people down to make herself look good. And in the and at the end of the day, what people like that do not realize is that they just end up looking ridiculous and mean. You know, a lot of people during this time period, a lot of people, the blinders have just fallen off of people, and they just can't deal with the negativity anymore because we're living in Cuckooville right now, okay? So we got enough craziness going on without people trying to act like a bunch of idiots.
Do they like her at her job? I cannot believe she's even still there. Oh, I'm serious.
She's good at what she does, and they put up with her. They're very well aware of her faults.
She helps disabled people, but I'm telling you, she helps disabled Down syndrome. She's a teacher's aide. It's because she's got control over them. She has to have control over everything. That's why she's good at that. Does that make sense?
Of course it makes sense. If she's in control, she's in charge. And if she's in charge, she's getting her way.
When do you feel my nieces will ever talk? You know, I'm so afraid Ashley. She's the older one. She just had her second child. She's 28.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she actually, I'm so afraid she's going to be just like my mom, or just like her, my sister. She can be manipulative too. Well, if I ever talk to her again.
You will talk to her again? Absolutely. Okay. But just be warned, okay? She is going to turn out that way, but you have to understand that there is nothing that you can do about that. That is.
I've already
seen
her pattern.
Yeah. It's also a genetic predisposition.
I know.
Okay. So.
I've already seen it.
What you can do is love and pray for them and be there when the chips are down. And,
good point.
You know, because they're going to live their lives the way that they want to live their lives. And, these are not young people. They know the score, okay? They know the score. So, you know, like the person that you're dealing with at work. You know, everybody's just trying to survive right now. And all the drama and all this nonsense and all this backbiting is, you know, they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to hear it at all.
I think of that girl, just for the thought of my dad, because I would do it on my dad's sake. But I'll tell you, I see right through her. She's turning into a manipulative little brat, just like my sister. And it's so sad. And you know what? And what's so sad is she's going to get it back. Because I'll tell you right now, her family, she has two kids and a husband. He doesn't really work. She's broke. And she's going to have some hard times. I really do see that. And it's sad to say that. It's the truth.
But, yes, and then she's going to have to come to you to help pick up the pieces.
All right, enough of that. I'm saying I just can't tell you how hurt I am. Oh, my God, my sister is so – I can't even go into how nasty she is. She really has a nice husband. I can't even say he's bad. He just kind of very passive.
She is very passive, yeah.
I know.
But that doesn't – that should not – don't let it consume you, okay?
Exactly.
Because it won't do you any good. And you have a lot going on that's positive and wonderful.
I keep telling you that. I know. Anything else?
Have a wonderful... The holidays are going to be great. You're going to enjoy yourself. Okay. And 2021 is going to be a wonderful year for you.
I know it is. And I hope my dad, it's the first Thanksgiving without him. I know he wasn't the perfect dad, but the last 3 months I got so close to him, and I never knew how much he saw through my little sister until the last he told me. I never knew that. He never favored any of us. That's the way my dad was.
Mm-hmm.
He made me feel so much better because I'll tell you what, that was one thing I've had to get over this whole year is what my sister did. She, oh my God, I was so hurt. I can't even tell you.
I completely understand. I completely understand. But know that is not your path.
And my path. Okay.
It's not your path.
Thank you. And that's a very good point.
She has as much effect on you as you allow her to.
It's a good point. I know.
Okay.
All right.
Anything
Thank
else?
You. My job is well. Everything's going to be good next year.
Yes.
I'm fine. Everything's going to be okay. That's a bottom line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. Absolutely.
I hope you don't care that people, your regulars call in so much. You don't mind, do you?
Pardon me?
You don't care that people, your regulars call in at your every show. Does that bother you or no?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. If I didn't have regulars, I wouldn't have a show.
Oh, you're thank you. Thank you, Holly, for putting up with me.
I care about what's going on.
I know.
I don't want to live in a mystery world where, you know, I talk with you one time and then I don't know what's going on. You know, I look at the people on the show as, you know, kind of like an online family. You know, I mean, I do. Y'all have been so kind to me, especially considering that I did not know what I was doing when I first got on the air. I mean, I'm a professional psychic, but all this technology stuff, oh my gosh, it's such a hot mess. And, you know, and I'm learning, and y'all have been wonderful to me. So why would I? No, I celebrate every time you call.
Thank you, Holly. You made me feel so much better today, but you were so right about my meeting. I just want to let you know that that's why.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Way to go, and congratulations. Congratulations.
I'll talk to you again. I will.
All right. Okay, Sugar Pie. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. See you later. Oh, it's so nice to hear from people when they've done something good. Rainy Lynn, how are you, my darling? It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. Y'all, if you want a card pulled or you want a reading, just put a question in the comment section in Facebook, and I will be happy to do a reading for you. Or you can call me at 516-387-1921, and you will be on the air with me, and we will do a reading that way as well. I'd love to speak with you, or we can do it either way. So just let me know which one you want. I do want to talk to you about a couple of things, especially with next week coming up and it being Thanksgiving week. So a lot of people don't do shows during the week of Thanksgiving because of all the families and things, you know, everybody going out of town and stuff. But I am going to do shows. And the reason I'm going to do shows is because I want us, it has been a heck of a year, guys. It really has been. And I think that we all know that. And so I am going to do shows, but I want us to do shows about what we're grateful for. So I want people to call in and be on the chat program with me. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the things that we're grateful for on Monday and Wednesday. I will not have a show on Black Friday. I have my beautiful sister coming into town, and I want to spend some time with her, and she will be here she comes in on Wednesday. And you want to know how wonderful she is? This is going to sound really silly, but I'm going to share it with y'all anyway. So my sister and I, when we were younger, when we were in our 20s, there was a Chinese restaurant that was very close to where I lived, and we would go and eat egg foo young together. That was our thing. And we would call it Egg Foo Young Extravaganza. Okay? So I live in a part of the country now where there is no good egg foo young anywhere. So she is actually bringing egg foo young with her from Alabama, and we're going to have it Wednesday night. So I'm so excited that we're going to have egg foo young. So I know that sounds really silly and goofy, but that's what we got going on. So I've got a new caller coming in. So let's go ahead and talk with this person. And y'all, if you want to reading through Facebook, just put a question down there in the chat. Okay. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hello, Holly. It's Rainy. How are you?
Rainy! Oh, my gosh. How are you?
I'm good, girl. Congratulations on your new show.
Oh, thank you. I've been doing it for a couple of months, but I'm not very technical, so I keep messing it up. But everybody keeps hanging out, so I think we're okay. How are you doing?
Well, that's good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good overall. Yeah, I've got a new gig and a new job, and I'm starting to finally build my own website and put my own stuff out in the world, too. And
oh,
there's lots
gosh,
of good things going on, but I have a love question.
You have a love question.
I got a love question.
Okay, what's your love question, Rainy?
Okay, so I'll give you the short backstory. Quick story is, I met a man named Shane. We got together. I brought him to Unity Church with me and everything. We met, and it was like instant love. Like, I really think he's my twin flame. Like, we had this deep soul connection that I felt like I could not shake. And we rushed in. He bought me a car. We were moving in together. You know, we were only together for like 5 or 6 months. But he had recently broken up with his ex-girlfriend of 10 years. And they were together, and they had only been broken up for like 9 or 10 months. They broke up, and the whole time I ignored the red flag. She was really still in his life. He ended up leaving me and going back to her. We got into a huge fight. We broke up, and he went back to her. I think he just rebounded back to her because he was scared and this and that and whatever. However, a year later after our breakup, he marries her and has a heart attack the same day. Mind you, we've been talking this whole time, too, you know, like on and off. He would, you know, reach out, talk to me, blah, 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 still love you, blah, but with nothing. And I've been getting a lot of messages lately that he is my twin flame and we were supposed to go through the separation and that he's going to come back. But part of me is torn because I don't know if he's necessarily good for me. I don't know if this was just a twin flame separation where we both had to grow and come back together. I don't know if I just need to, you know, and I'm finally in a place where I cried for a year and a half every single day after we broke up. I mean, I've never hurt so bad in my life. And I think that he actually, I don't think all that grieving was about him. I think it was about the story and, you know, feeling like, what if I never have that person in my life? And what if it doesn't happen for me? You know, my mom's single and alone and dying and, you know, all these things. But I'm wondering if you get any reading or if you have any advice for me about anything you pick up about this is a completion thing and I just need to be done with it and move on, or, you know, if I should, you know, hold any hopes that it could come back around, or if I just need to, you know, open up for new love, something like that.
Okay. So, Rain, let me tell you a couple of things just to be on this. To be totally transparent.
And I think she's his karmic. I think she's his karmic relationship. And I think she's been doing spells, honestly, to keep us apart.
Yeah.
I don't even think she really wants to be with him. I think it was more like a family and financial thing for her because they're
Rainy,
not intimate
Rainy,
together.
Rainy.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
you. Give. Stop. Just stop.
Okay.
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 This is one of those situations that I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to want to hear. So
okay. I'm ready for whatever you tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've been doing this a long time, and let me tell you, when I start hearing the twin flame thing, all my flags go up.
Okay.
Okay. Because twin flame situations are rarely, rarely good romantic relationships. They implode. Okay. It's more like a brother-sister type thing. I know that I'm going to get a lot of hate mail tomorrow, and I kind of don't care. Okay?
Right.
Because everybody's going to, oh, it's my soulmate. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. This is a hot mess on a platter that you do not need to take a second filling of. Okay?
Right.
Rainey, you are smart. You are beautiful. You had a really hard time for a long time. And you are in a very good place. I'm going to tell you like it is, honey, because you and I don't know each other that well, but you know me well enough. Don't mess it up. There's somebody else out there for you who's going to love you the way that you are and cherish you and not need to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We don't need broken.
Yeah.
Okay? You're not broken, Rainey.
It's so hard to get over him. It's so hard to get over him.
I know
it's
hard to get over him.
Is that because of the twin flame thing? Like, every day I've cried, like, taking a shit, like, daily, every day for, like, a year and a half. Like,
okay. Okay, so you've watered a lot of flowers with your tears.
Yeah.
Okay, so stop watering the flowers with your tears and start opening yourself up to new opportunities. You got a new job. You're doing your own thing. Your whole world has changed since the last time I talked with you. Okay. So in Unity, the world, we are constantly changing and we are constantly evolving. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as we are constantly evolving, constantly changing, the person that is, you know, that would be a good fit for you may not have been ready to come in for you because you weren't in the position to be able to love them properly.
Yeah, I will say I learned a lot about Shane. Was the first relationship I had since I did all that personal development work on myself. And I did repeat some old patterns, and I guess it was like a good, you know, it was a good starter. It was a good way for me to work out some of that before I meet the next person is what a lot of people have said.
Exactly.
You know, like, why don't you, you know.
Exactly. But that's okay.
I just wanted
that's
it to be him because
experience.
I really loved him.
I know you really loved him, okay? I know you really loved him. But he's not for you in the long term. He helped you get over a hump, okay? He brought back your confidence somewhat, okay, and you felt loved, which you needed to feel at
I
that time.
I felt loved and taken care of and all of that, and I just keep wondering, like, am I ever going to have that? Because part of me wonders if this grief is about me just being okay with I might just not, maybe love is not for me. Maybe I'm not going to find my person, you know, or have a person or whatever.
Rainey, you do have a person.
Well, I know I have myself and my daughter. I mean, a life partner.
And God,
like a, you know.
And the community at Unity North. And.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I
so
wanna,
what I'm
I want
telling
a life
you,
mate.
I know you want a life mate. And there is one out there for you. And I do see one coming for you. Okay. I do.
Okay.
Okay. Give yourself some time. Give yourself a break. As long as you're grieving this relationship, okay, you're not approachable.
So how do I stop grieving it? That's what I don't know. I mean, I keep thinking time, but it's been a year and a half, and it's like, I only was with him 5 months, you know. They say it only takes, you know, I should be over it by now.
The best way to deal with that situation, to be real honest with you, okay?
Yeah.
you know about having, you know, the burning bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do a burning bowl. Yeah.
Okay.
Burning bowl. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And release it. This is a great time to release things. We have Thanksgiving coming up, but then we have Christmas, but we also have solstice. Okay. And solstice is all about getting rid of all that negative crap. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And welcoming in the light and the rebirth. Okay.
Okay.
And this would be good for your daughter too. What I think I'm going to do for solstice is I think I'm probably going to have a show. I'm going to have a Facebook Live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it together. We can do it all together. And it will be a really fun experience, but start writing down the stuff that you want to get rid of. Do you have like an altar place in your house, Rainey?
Yeah.
Okay. So write down this stuff. Okay, fold it up and put it either under your altar cloth or under a candle or something. And just the stuff you want to get rid of. Okay? And then when solstice comes around, we'll burn it. Okay?
You don't want me to? I was ready to burn it tonight.
No, I want you to do it on solstice. Because I want you, because the list is going to grow.
Okay.
So let that
list. And when's the solstice? Is that December?
That's December, yeah. The end of December. Okay. So it's not that long. I don't want you to concentrate on this and oh, I got to, you know, just when it comes to you and they'll pop into your head, okay, these things, just write them down. And have your daughter write down a list. Okay?
Okay.
And the closer that we get to solstice, I'll send out some stuff about ideas that you can have, especially with, because I like to have family-friendly ritual type things. So we'll do something really fun on Facebook Live and YouTube, and we'll just do it live. And we'll all do it together. Because if any year we need to really celebrate solstice and get rid of negative crap, it's 2020, everybody. Okay?
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but as far as I know it's hard to let that go, but, you know, if you want to kind of zhuzh up your romance life, oh, gosh, I've got 90 seconds. So if you want to juice up your love life, pink quartz, rose-scented stuff, and a pink candle,
okay?
And just put your mindset into moving forward.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much, Holly. I really appreciate
it. God bless,
sweetie.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye, sweetie. Thanks.
Bye. Okay. Oh, Rainey is an amazing person, just so y'all know. Okay, so we have 60 seconds left, so I'm going to say good night and thank you for everybody calling in. It was great to talk with everybody. I will be back on Friday, and tomorrow night I will be on My Psychic Connection with Journey Ryan and Marin. We will be doing dreams. So if you have dreams that you need to be interpreted, that's the show to watch, and My Psychic Connection is on at 10 p.m. So good night, everybody. Thanks for dropping by. Ashley, Rainey, Lou Jean, good to see you. Sharon, good to see you. Everybody, thanks so much, and God bless, and have a stupendous rest of your evening.